it's a huge, huge step forward for us. We were trying to work out earlier. I think there was a win that you might have been involved in yourself in 1988, but it's gone back quite a way since we've won a full-blown Connacht title in rugby. We've been very close. We've got to finals at senior level. So there's a huge amount of effort and work going into the sport in Summerhill. So it's a step forward definitely for us, and it's hugely encouraging for what we're trying to do.
And 18-5 sounds decisive.
It was actually, and they were a team that beat us fairly well in the league, and it says a lot for the effort the coaches and the lads put in to turn that into to what was a fairly convincing win in the final when it really mattered. Yeah, no, I'd have to say now it showed a lot of character. They were probably a bigger team they were up against, but you know we were that little bit more skillful and that little bit more cohesive, and I think that brought us through in the end.
Summerhill is well known for its historical success in soccer, in GAA and other sports, golf. In rugby, though, it has been pushing hard in more recent years, in the last decade or two, at senior level against the Grammar, and now with victories like this.
Well, I think, yeah, there's a huge amount of work going in. I think it's important for a school our size. We're going to have probably over 1,000 pupils, that we give pupils the opportunity to play all the sports, and that'll be where I'd be coming from. But, yeah, there's been an enormous amount of work. You know, at senior level with James O'Hare, Gary O'Hare, Ross Mannion has come on board, and we've got Brian Roach and Joe Walsh. So an awful lot of work has gone into this and into these teams, and for us to be competitive across the age groups. And it's very, even though we have large numbers, it's very difficult for schools to be competitive in rugby and another sport. Generally, the schools that tend to dominate and do well in rugby tend to be one sport schools. So it's a real achievement. It's not an easy sport to be competitive in at a high level, because it's very technical, and there's a lot of coaching involved in getting to that level. So yeah, no, we're very happy with where we're going now at the moment.